Now, a lot of people got very excited about the premiere of season 7 of Game of Thrones last night. And one notable moment, no spoilers, was a cameo by the British pop star Ed Sheeran. He played a soldier who performed a folk tune. Here's a clip.
For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are warm. For hands of gold are always cold, but a woman's hands are...
It's a pretty song. I've never heard it before.
It's a new one.
Well, Steve Holden is from Radio 1 Newsbeat.
Game of Thrones is shown in at least 170 countries around the world. And a couple of years ago, the makers, HBO, decided to release the season premiere simultaneously at exactly the same time in all those countries, apart, strangely, from the UK. Probably the reason to cut down on piracy and illegal streams so that everyone was seeing it in real time. But it's a huge deal. And there's only two more series left. So season 7 and then series 8 and then it finishes.
Now, we heard from Mr. Sheeran there. How significant a part in proceedings did he play?
I mean, he was a cameo. I'm not too sure how big a fan he was previously, but the reason he's in the show is the actress that plays Arya Stark, the young actress Maisie Williams, who's British, she's in that scene. You heard her speak just then. She's a massive Ed Sheeran fan, and the producers have been trying to get him on the show for the last couple of years as a surprise to her. So obviously, as one of the youngest cast members on the show, they made kind of her dreams come true, really.
But he is definitely not the first celebrity to have a cameo in this show, is he?
No, it stretches right back. So if we go back to season 3, there was a famous episode that featured Coldplay's Will Champion, Mastodon, the massive metal band. They were in it once. Snow Patrol's Gary Lightbody has appeared in it. The Icelandic band of Monsters and Men, all five of them appeared as kind of the house band in one of the scenes with Joffrey. And Sigur Rós, massive Icelandic band as well, because obviously lots of Game of Thrones is filmed or used to be filmed in Iceland, north of the wall. So it's obviously got a massive following there. So yes, it's had a long history of musicians in the show.
Steve Hodor, or possibly Holden.